This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Coffee brewing method significantly affects LDL cholesterol, study finds, paper filters protective. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Pikakadze, MD MPA PhD, GMJ News Desk. Moderate evidence. The brewing method you choose for your morning coffee has measurable effects on blood cholesterol levels, according to multiple randomized trials and a large observational study. The culprit is cafestol, a fatty molecule in coffee oil that passes through metal mesh and unfiltered brewing methods, but is largely trapped by paper filters. Key takeaways. Unfiltered coffee raises LDL cholesterol by 5 to 10 milligrams per in randomized trials, equivalent to adding butter to each cup. A 20-year Norwegian study of 508,747 people found filter coffee drinkers had 15% lower all-cause mortality. Unfiltered coffee showed a signal for higher cardiovascular death in men over 60, though overall mortality was neutral. Paper filters and lighter roasts may reduce cardiovascular risk compared to metal mesh or unfiltered methods. Study at a glance: 15% lower all-cause mortality risk in filter coffee drinkers versus non-drinkers, according to a 20-year Norwegian observational study, Ferdel et al., European Journal of Preventive Cardiology, 2020. LDL cholesterol impact by brewing method. Change in LDL levels, NRNLs, in randomized trials compared to no coffee, unfiltered metal mesh, plus 10 milligrams per milliliter, unfiltered average, plus 7.5 milligrams per milliliter, paper filter, twice 0 milligrams. Source, Kai et al., European Journal of Clinical Nutrition 2012, Urgel, BMJ, 1996, Georgian Medical Journal News. Cafestol, the molecule behind the cholesterol effect. Cafestol is a lipid, a fatty compound, that naturally occurs in coffee beans and dissolves into the brewed beverage. When coffee passes through a paper filter, the filter's fine mesh traps most cafestol molecules, allowing them to be discarded with the grounds. However, metal mesh filters, cloth filters, and unfiltered brewing methods, such as French press, Turkish coffee, or Scandinavian boiled coffee, permit cafestol to pass directly into the cup. In randomized controlled trials published in the BMJ, consumption of unfiltered coffee raised LDL cholesterol by approximately 5 to 10 milligrams per deciliter. To contextualize, this effect is roughly equivalent to adding 1 tablespoon of butter to each cup, or roughly equivalent to undoing the cholesterol-lowering effect of 1 low-dose statin tablet. For patients with borderline high cholesterol, this shift could move laboratory values from the desirable range into the high category. The mechanism appears dose-dependent. Studies by Kai and colleagues in the European Journal of Clinical Nutrition, 2012, demonstrated that higher consumption of unfiltered coffee produced larger increases in LDL. Paper-filtered coffee, by contrast, showed minimal effect on cholesterol in the same trials. Long-term mortality. Filter coffee linked to 15% survival advantage. A large prospective cohort study provides real-world context for the cholesterol findings. Researchers led by A. Terdal at the Norwegian Institute of Public Health followed 508,747 Norwegian adults for 20 years, tracking their coffee consumption patterns and health outcomes. Results published in the European Journal of Preventive Cardiology, 2020, found that filter coffee drinkers had approximately 15% lower all-cause mortality compared to non-drinkers. Unfiltered coffee consumption, by contrast, showed a roughly neutral overall mortality effect, neither protective nor harmful on average. However, stratified analysis revealed a subgroup signal. Men over 60 who consumed unfiltered coffee had a higher risk of cardiovascular death. The effect in women and younger men was less pronounced. This suggests that the LDL-raising effect of cafestol may carry real clinical consequences, particularly in older men at baseline cardiovascular risk. Filter coffee drinkers had approximately 15% lower all-cause mortality than non-drinkers over 20 years, while unfiltered coffee showed a signal for higher cardiovascular death in men over 60. A. Tverdal and colleagues, Norwegian Institute of Public Health, European Journal of Preventive Cardiology, 2020. Clinical implications. Which brewing method matters most? For individuals with existing hyperlipidemia or cardiovascular disease, The evidence suggests paper-filtered coffee is the safer choice. The American Heart Association recognizes that dietary sources of saturated fat and cholesterol contribute to cardiovascular risk, and the LDL-raising effect of cafestol is measurable and avoidable. The brewing method effect is large enough to matter clinically, but small enough that it need not eliminate coffee drinking entirely. A person consuming 3 to 4 cups of unfiltered coffee daily could expect an LDL increase in the range of 15 to 40 milligrams per deciliter, substantial enough to influence treatment decisions in borderline cases. Switching to paper-filtered coffee would eliminate this effect. Lighter roasts may also offer a modest advantage. Some evidence suggests that darker roasting reduces cafestol content slightly, though the effect is smaller than the filtering method itself. The combination of paper filter plus lighter roast represents the most conservative approach for cholesterol-conscious consumers. For more on evidence-based nutrition and health, see Shenny Akemi's Nutrition Explainers. What this means. For patients, if you have high cholesterol, are taking a statin, or have cardiovascular disease, switch to paper-filtered coffee. The cholesterol-raising effect is real and measurable, but easily preventable by changing your brewing method. Instant and drip-filtered coffee are safe choices. For clinicians, ask patients about coffee consumption during cardiovascular risk assessment, particularly those with borderline LDL levels or who consume unfiltered varieties, French press, Turkish, or Scandinavian boiled. This is a modifiable dietary factor. For patients already on statin therapy, unfiltered coffee may reduce the net cholesterol benefit of their medication. For policymakers, public health guidance on cardiovascular disease prevention could note the filtering method as a simple, cost-free intervention. In populations with high cardiovascular disease burden, educational campaigns promoting paper-filtered coffee are low-cost, high-yield interventions. See GMJ News health policy coverage for related public health initiatives. Frequently asked questions. Does instant coffee have cafestol? Instant coffee is made by brewing coffee and then removing the water, leaving a soluble powder. The manufacturing process includes a filtration step that removes most cafestol. Studies in Food and Function, 2014, show that instant coffee has minimal cholesterol-raising effects, similar to paper-filtered brewed coffee. It is a safe choice for those concerned about cafestol. What about espresso? Espresso is made by forcing hot water through finely ground coffee under pressure. Most espresso machines use a metal basket filter, which does not trap cafestol effectively. Espresso therefore contains significant cafestol and raises LDL cholesterol similarly to other unfiltered methods. However, a single espresso shot is small, so the total cafestol dose is lower than a full cup of French press coffee. Is the 15% mortality benefit only from paper-filtered coffee? The 15% mortality benefit found in the Norwegian study compares filter coffee drinkers to non-drinkers. The study did not isolate the filtering method as the sole cause of the benefit. Coffee contains hundreds of bioactive compounds, including chlorogenic acids and polyphenols, with potential health benefits. The lower LDL from filtering may be part of the story, but other protective components of coffee, antioxidants, anti-inflammatory compounds, likely also contribute. This suggests that coffee itself is beneficial, but the brewing method affects its cholesterol impact. The evidence for a brewing method effect on cholesterol is now well established in randomized trials, and long-term observational data suggests this translates to real health consequences. For most people, the choice between paper-filtered and unfiltered coffee is a simple dial to turn on cardiovascular risk, a rare situation in dietary epidemiology where a small, specific change can have measurable impact. Whether you are a daily coffee drinker or an occasional consumer, understanding cafestol's cholesterol effect empowers informed choice about your brewing method and overall heart health strategy. Source: Tiverdal et al., European Journal of Preventive Cardiology, 2020. Erdred et al., BMJ, 1996. Kai et al., European Journal of Clinical Nutrition, 2012.